Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL each Sunday at noon. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions, so give us a call right here in our studio. The number is 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585, or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. And of course, remember to download our Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or Android device. App does a lot when you download it. At the touch of a button now, you have all the Florida laws governing associations right at your fingertips, whether it's condos, HOAs, even co-ops. You can listen to any of our past Condo Craze shows instantly. Go directly to our website, see who our sponsors are. Go directly to the website for our law firm and find out more about what we do. You can instantly send us questions and comments, even when we're on the air. Read all of our prior newsletters. Register for our seminars. We had another great one this week, a lot of fun. And read, of course, our blog articles that we publish online every Monday morning. Tomorrow's topic, did you properly waive your reserves? And you get this all-in-one Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or Android. Download it. Let us know what you think. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And our law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. And just want to start off today with a quick thank you to everybody who attended our board certification course at the LNL, South Florida Condo and HOA Expo at the Miami Beach Convention Center on Wednesday morning. We started really nice and early and had a wonderful turnout. And so many people came to us, Karen, and said how much they enjoy listening to the show.
Yay.
On Sunday. Really, really nice, especially in South Florida, you know, in Miami. So thank you to everybody who attended. And thanks to everybody who also attended our Stress Relievers Breakfast and Educational Class at the Coral Ridge Yacht Club in Fort Lauderdale. Even there, we met so many fans of the show. And everybody had a lot of nice things to say. And I have to tell you, this week at these two events, the pleasure was really all mine. A lot of fun. And thanks for everyone who attended.
That's awesome. Well, last week we spoke about the differences between litigation, arbitration, and mediation. We learned that Eric is certified by the Florida Supreme Court as a circuit court mediator and why he thinks mediation is a great idea.
It absolutely is.
All right. We also spoke about the fact that as the foreclosure situation gets better, litigation seems to be on the rise in our associations.
Yeah, absolutely, Karen. You know, like we said last week, it certainly seems to be the trend that when associations have money in the bank, violations that may have at one time been overlooked certainly now seem to get prosecuted by the board. But as we'll all learn in a moment here, there's a limit to how far a board can go in regulating what a unit owner can do inside of their own home. Believe it or not, there are limits. As a matter of fact, oftentimes rules and regulations can be made by the board of directors simply regarding the common areas of the condo association. Once in a while, you'll find, and you'll have to look in the bylaws of your particular community. Sometimes, however, boards of directors have the authority to make reasonable rules and regulations regarding what goes on inside your unit, regarding unit use. And to do that, you have to find out what your bylaws actually say. Okay, so this topic actually came up in a great article in the LA Times about an out-of-control board thinking that they have a right to tell unit owners what personal items they can and cannot keep in their homes. This really gets interesting.
Wow.
So a guy writes into the LA Times, and he says, "We live in a senior-only community. Our board and managers harass disabled owners. I have lymphoma and advanced Barrett's esophagus. My neighbor has cancer and chronic rheumatoid arthritis. Except for when we get assistance going to doctors and our hospitals, we are housebound. The manager comes into our units, calls us hoarders, and says, in quotes here, hang up your clothes, and he asks, why do we do these things? We are told we have too much stuff, and we need to either give it away or trash it. these things are all I own from my entire life. Is this right? I mean, can a manager walk in
and
start making those demands?
God.
You know, well, pretty interesting.
The author of the column responds by saying, your association, the board and its managers and agents, continue on that despicable path at their peril.
And they are right. I absolutely agree. Now, in that article, the author spoke about another California case, a very interesting case, where an owner brought, he bought an attached home that, of course, was subject to, you know, declaration of covenants, conditions, and restrictions. You guys know them. It's CC&Rs. And a neighbor makes complaints to the homeowner association board about alleged fire hazards that he says in a letter to the board. And the lawyers for the association wind up sending out demand letters to the owner, not only to clear off your patio, but also to open up the interior of his unit. And under the threat of litigation, this owner allowed the association representatives to come in and inspect his home. And later, though, managers returned for another inspection, and they decided he hadn't removed enough of his personal belongings. So another letter threatening litigation arrives at this owner's home, and then litigation actually ensues, and the association says that we're suing them based on alleged fire and safety hazards arising from an excess of junk and paper within this guy's home. So then what happens? The association makes sure that housing code and fire inspectors go out, and they actually wind up at the property. But what do they find? They don't find that any such hazardous conditions exist. And still, what does the association do? The association continues with this litigation, and it gets worse. The association attorneys then wrote another lengthy letter detailing the inadequacies in the owner's housekeeping. They didn't like the way this house was kept. They demand that he undertake a number of actions. He was told to clear his bed of all paper and books, remove newspapers, file boxes, and books from the floor around his bed and dresser, remove all personal items not used in his living room and dining room area, clear all objects from his interior stairs, to not use his own downstairs bedroom for storage.
Bathroom, sorry.
Maintain a functioning electrical light in his downstairs bed. They're telling this guy how he has to basically live.
Wow.
In his household, right.
Well, the attorney's letter stated the association suggests that all outdated clothing that has not been worn in the last 5 years, and how are they going to police that?
Right, exactly.
Be removed and or donated to the Salvation Army or similar organization. This would allow the upstairs bathroom to be used for what it's designed for. Any other remaining clothes could be stored in a walk-in closet. It added that books that are currently in bookshelves and which are considered standard reading material can remain in place. It ended by reminding the owner that the association's attorney's fees had climbed to over $34,000 and were continuing to accrue.
And here's the thing. So far, did we read anything about how this person's unit was affecting anybody else other than him? No. It was just affecting, you know, this particular person.
Well, how are they coming in there anyway?
Well, you can get in. The association has a right to get in, you know, in an emergency to prevent damage to that unit or the surrounding units or the common elements. But I haven't heard that yet. I haven't heard that, you know, this house is in such a deplorable condition that it's affecting the surrounding owners or the common elements. But it gets worse. You know, here you have an owner that had basically Hodgkin's disease and was representing himself until he can find an attorney that was able to file a complaint against the association. Now he flips it around and he sues the association for violation of his rights to privacy,
good,
trespass,
yes,
negligence, and breach of contract. And this was all predicated on the association's use of litigation threats, like you were saying, Karen, to gain entry into his home and force him to throw out personal belongings. So the unit owner is quoted that saying what the association has characterized as debris now had a name. It was furniture, magazines, books, appliances, bookshelves, plants, bicycles, camping equipment, and other personal items. And this is according to a 1998 ruling in this owner's favor by the California District Court of Appeals. So let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. Let's everybody digest that for a moment. And when we get back, we'll find out how that appellate court in California ruled whether or not this association and their management company went too far.
Oh.
Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage has set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners, want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, and have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
All right, taking your calls, of course, 877-850-8585, but in the meantime, we got an email from Alfred. Alfred writes in and says, our HOA board of directors is thinking about hiring a new community association management company. As the total contract will exceed 10% of our operating budget, my question is, do we need to obtain competitive bids as described in Florida Statute 723055, or are management companies exempt? A good question, because typically, yes, if you have something that's going to cost 10% of the budget in an association or more, you would need to go out and get competitive bids for that project. You don't have to go with the lowest bid, but you would at least have to engage in competitive bidding. However, there's some exceptions to that rule, and this applies for both condos and HOAs. And it says, notwithstanding the foregoing, contracts with employees of the association and contracts for the attorney, accountant, architect, community association manager, there you go, engineering and landscape architect services are not subject to the provisions of this section, so no competitive bidding is required. I'm guessing a lawyer wrote that statute. Took lawyers right out.
Sounds good.
Gave lawyers that exemption right there. Okay, so good question. And again, usually you'd be right. If the item is going to be 10% or more of the budget, you have to engage in competitive bidding. But not when it comes to, again, contracts with the employees, contracts for the attorney, accountant, architect, manager, engineering, and landscape architect services. What's left? And what else needs competitive bidding? Certainly seems like everything's covered in that. Okay, before we went to the break, we were talking about a real interesting case actually out of California where a community association went into a unit owner's unit and thought the place was dirty and basically told them to clean up, not only just clean up, throw away, get rid of stuff, and basically told that owner how to live. And here is how the court ultimately ruled. The court holds, in light of those operative facts, it is virtually impossible to say the association acted reasonably. It's true that the covenants require owners to maintain the interiors of their residential units and their garages, including the interior walls, the ceilings, the floors, and permanent fixtures and appurtenances in a clean, sanitary, and attractive condition. It's also true that they provide for entry by the board when necessary in connection with maintenance, landscaping, or construction for which the board is responsible. But these sections of the covenants cannot reasonably be read to allow an association to dictate the amount of clutter in which a person chooses to live. One man's old piece of junk is another man's object d'art. The association's rather high-handed attempt to micromanage this owner's personal housekeeping, telling him how he could and how he could not use the interiors of his own house, clearly crossed the line and was beyond the purview of any legitimate interest the association had in preventing undesirable external effects or maintaining property values. Well, bottom line, the association went too far.
I love this statement by the court. If it is indeed true that homeowners associations can often function as a second municipal government, then we have a clear-cut case of a nanny state. Nanny, right, in almost a literal sense, going too far. The association's actions flew in the face of one of the most ancient precepts of American society and Anglo-American legal culture. A man's house is his castle.
Yeah, and what happened?
Well, the owner prevailed and was awarded a attorney fees.
And
yay.
I can tell you, yeah, and in this case, I can bet you those attorney's fees turned out to be a lot of money.
Well, if he had known he was going to get the attorney's fees, he would have gotten an attorney a lot sooner
himself. Exactly. And, you know, this particular case is certainly seems like a no-brainer. You know, to me, the association lost, as I was the point I was trying to make earlier. To me, it lost because it couldn't show that really anyone other than this owner was being affected by, you know, this owner's sloppiness. Now, contrast that type of a case with hoarders who, because of their actions, create situations that, in fact, do harm others, like bringing an infestation of roaches. Remember we had even the guy from the Hoarders show?
Right.
You know, actually on the show. And you can see, you know, many instances where a person's inability to keep their house clean now winds up having an effect on the neighboring units or on the common elements. Now, we had a case a couple of years back in a condominium in North Miami, I remember, where the neighbors in a condominium were complaining that there all of a sudden was an infestation of roaches. And one of them had managed to peek into the unit that they believed that the damage was coming from. And I don't remember how, but I did, in fact, come into possession of pictures that were taken from the unit. And the poor guy was an accountant, a retired accountant, probably had every single file he ever worked on as an accountant.
Lots
located
of paper.
In his office. I mean, it was a truly amazing sight. It was like a two-bedroom house, and literally boxes and boxes and boxes, I mean, hundreds of boxes of old files that were just accumulating all over the every nook and cranny of the house had boxes and papers that were piling up over this guy's accounting career that he had accumulated. And then there were pictures taken that was from the kitchen and from under the sink, and it was devastating. I mean, that was obviously a much worse situation than this case talks about. Here you had, because of this person's illness, he was creating a situation where not only was his unit dangerous to live in, but the surrounding units were now starting to suffer. I mean, big time. So we went into court and we convinced the judge, and we had the pictures, that this person needed to be temporarily removed from the home so that we can go in and clean it out. And that's exactly what happened. The judge issued an order, allowed us to go in. We had the units bombed out and I believe painted. This is going back. And in the end, whatever the costs were, they were assessed against that unit owner. So, of course, no one would question the association's right to go in and have that type
so
of action taken.
So you threw away all the papers?
I don't remember.
Storage,
you know, so
unit,
long
maybe?
Ago. Yeah, I think it was the court ordered us, I think, maybe to store it from what I remember. But and I remember, of course, in these types of situations, like you should, and like it was expressed on the show by Matt Paxson, it was from
Matt
the
Paxson,
Hoarders show,
right.
You, when you can, try, instead of going to court first, of course, try to reach out to the person's family, see if they can help you. You know, these types of situations oftentimes are a result of mental illness, not
right.
Because somebody is intentionally trying to be sloppy or they're intentionally trying to cause damage to the community. That's not the case. But if you have a situation that does warrant a judge issuing an order to remove somebody, fine. That judges will, in fact, do that to protect the surrounding unit owners. But it's got to rise to that level, you know. And other than that, the only time an association can get into a unit without a court order, you got to show, basically, that the conduct or what's going on in that unit is creating damage to that unit or the surrounding units or the common elements. They certainly couldn't show it in the California case. And that's why they lost. So let's do this. Let's everybody chew on that a little while. Love to know your thoughts about associations going too far. Have they done so in your community? Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
This is South Florida's number one local choice. 850 WFTL, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call Service Master Remediation 24-7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call Service Master Remediation 24-7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
I'm
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer, and we have a problem with the phones.
Yes.
So if you want to ask Eric a question, what do they need to
do? Yeah, sorry, guys. We were just told that the phones, I'm wondering why the phones aren't going crazy like they are every Sunday, and it's because apparently the phones are down. So as you can see, we also accept questions by email. So email me directly. I'll give out my personal email address on the air. It's Eric@condo-laws.com. Again, Eric@condo-laws.com.
And we'll answer it on the air
and
for you.
And we certainly will. Okay, maybe seems as if they may be trying to resolve it. Let's do this, Lo. Let's remind everybody, though, that Florida law requires board members to get certified within 1 year before getting on the board or within 90 days after getting elected or appointed. And one way to get certified is by taking our popular board certification course that has now certified over 10,000 Floridians all over the state. So if time is running out for you to become certified, or if you simply want to come and learn something instead of signing what we call that silly self-serving affidavit, then on May 31st at 7 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be back at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, and we're going to do our third annual live radio show and day of education, all in front of a live studio audience. Our board cert class will be taught, and classes are going to be taught by our sponsors as well. There's going to be breakfast. There's going to be lunch for everybody. And, Karen, how about we just quickly go over some of those courses that are going to be taught to everybody as well.
All right. At 7 a.m., breakfast buffet and check-in begins.
Yes. At 8 o'clock, we're going to teach our popular board certification seminar.
And Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg will be teaching how to read a financial statement.
Watch Your Wallet is going to be taught by Association Services of Florida.
Hurricane Preparedness will be taught by Best Roofing, and Disaster Preparedness will be taught by Service Master.
All right, even the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation are going to teach
you
a course. Yeah, and really appreciate when they come. They're going to be teaching a course called the Complaint Process, and they're always there with lots of educational materials for everybody. A class called Saving Capital Reserves is going to be taught by Custom Reserves.
And Election and Recall 101 will be taught by Affinity Management Services.
And, of course, at noon, the big event, when the classes are over, we're going to do the Condo Craze radio show live in front of a studio audience. And at 1 o'clock, join us for a free lunch.
So how does everybody register?
All right, two ways, Karen. You can visit the show's website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com to register. Or, like we tell you at the start of each show, download our new app and just click on the Register for our Seminars tab, and you will get an email confirmation that you are registered. All right, Chris, is the phones working? Kind of difficult to tell. Seems like we may have a call.
He can't tell.
Oh, we're really down here. How about we try Catherine from Lake Worth? Catherine, you're popping up on my screen. Hopefully you're there.
Okay, I'm here.
Catherine is there.
My question is...
All right, hold on, Catherine. So hold on. Maybe we are working now. So how about those of you that have tried to call in before, please try again. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Sorry for that, Catherine. Didn't mean to interrupt you. How about we start all over?
Okay. This is on reserves.
Right.
According to the state statute, only the membership can not have 100% reserve or reduce the reserves.
That's right. Now, where you, first of all, you in a
board,
are you in a condo or an HOA? Hold on. Condo or HOA? Just let me figure out where you're calling
condominium.
From.
Condominium.
Okay.
It's condominium.
Right.
Okay. The reserves to be reduced, it's the membership only, according to the state statute. The board put out a limited proxy showing 100% yes or no. And if you say no on 100%, they say a mandatory 2%, which means the board is reducing the reserves, not the membership.
Okay. All right. So here's how it works. Okay. If you're 100% right, uh-huh. the board doesn't get to make the decision. When a board in a condominium sends out a budget, they must show the reserves as fully funded. They absolutely have to show
right.
it as fully funded. Now, if they want to, and they don't even have to if they don't want to, but if they want to, they can give the unit owners various choices. They can have them vote for less than fully funded reserves, which is like partial reserves, or no reserves at all. And in order for vote for those things, you have to have a majority of a quorum vote in favor of that. So those are the three ways that it can be done. So it's not as if you're saying that they mail it out and the unit owners are voting down fully funded reserves, and then the board on their own is pushing through reserves. Can't do it that way. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
and what's interesting, and I'll let you go, but what's interesting is, believe it or not, the board in a condo doesn't even have to give the unit owners the opportunity to waive the funding of reserves. So in a condo, if you have a board that is, you know, 100% set on having fully funded reserves, well, then guess what? There's going to be fully funded reserves because they don't even have to give the unit owners the option to waive it. So a lot of you, I'm guessing. Yeah. A lot of you may not know that Karen, there's the phone. Now the board looks like a Christmas tree.
A shuttle dashboard.
There you go. Something clicked in. Okay. Thanks for the call, Catherine. How about we go
to... We'll talk to you later.
You got it. All right. Jerry wants to talk about hoarding again. Are you a hoarder, Jerry?
Yes. I wish that was my only problem. I try to hoard it under the mattress as much as possible, but other than that, I'm pretty straight.
How can we help you, Jerry?
Yeah, I did call in with an issue about a hoarder, but I think that was solved. And the aftermath is that there was a rodent problem, which I was instrumental in trying to correct. And
right.
I was told by the board that it's a quad unit, and it was solely our responsibility. The association had no responsibility to correct this problem. We were on our own.
To correct an infestation in the community, well, if the problem is emanating from, you know, the common areas, and a lot of associations don't necessarily have an extermination contract for each unit. It's not necessarily included in the budget, and oftentimes you have to look in the governing documents to see whether or not it is to be included in your budget. So if just you're having a problem in your unit, yes, that's true. It's not necessarily a community issue, and you have to wind up exterminating in your unit. But a lot of associations treat it differently. Everybody has to leave a key. They exterminate a certain day every month or two. And that way, you know, the building gets treated as a whole, so the roaches don't wind up going from one unit to the other, you know?
Right.
And that's probably the better way to do it, but if associations are not doing it that way, then yes, it becomes your individual problem. All right, thanks for the call, Jerry.
Thanks.
How about we go to Ann in Deerfield? How are you, Ann?
Good, how are you? I just wanted to know if HOA board members have to be certified like condo board members.
Oh, they certainly do. This is something that I have to take credit for that we got passed in 2013. For a while, it was only a requirement for board members in a condominium, and through the help of Senator Hayes and through Representative Michael DeLaRosa, who I had the pleasure of meeting it with, basically convinced them to each file a bill that would require HOA board members to get certified like their condominium counterparts. So the same exact laws now apply for HOA board members. Within 90 days of getting elected to the board, you have to get certified. And the smart way to do it is by taking an educational class. However, HOA board members still have the option of getting certified simply by signing that ridiculous affidavit that you can print off the internet that basically says, I read my governing documents and I promise to enforce them. But that's not what we want to see. We want to see everybody at our course on May 31st at the Hard Rock.
You know, and people...
I have one other question.
Sure.
When you said they can just print something off of the whatever's on the computer,
right,
affidavit, and sign it, you know, that makes it a very easy way out for them.
Of course. It's horrific. It's ridiculous. It's silly. And it's insulting to the people that actually wake up in the morning and try to learn something for a few hours and by attending a course. I agree with you completely. I'd love to see the legislature change the law and actually require that somebody sit for a 2 or 3 hour course to get certified, especially when you don't have to do it every... Yeah, sure.
If somebody, because we have a problem going on and they're, I don't know if they're in arbitration or what, but say if their lawyer that's doing this mediation or arbitration points out or S, are they all certified? And it's 90 days, well over 90 days since they've all been on the board since October.
Right.
If they, the affidavits, at least, aren't signed by the 90 days,
right,
does that mean they all have to automatically step down?
It means they don't even have to step down. They are down. They're off. They're gone. They're not on the board any longer.
Okay, well, that's a big help.
Well,
so thank you so much.
Okay, you got it. Thanks for the phone call. How about this? Let's take our final break of the hour. We see some calls still on hold. There we go. 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585.
We'll check the email,
and we'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.com.
Is your condominium beginning to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making it look terrible and putting your residents in danger? Are you under orders from the county or city to fix up the condo by a deadline? Are you in need of 40-year certification for your building? Then you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. Carousel does it all. South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor, located in Del Rey since 1979. Carousel knows how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate, 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. If you want to see the work Carousel can do for you, visit the website cdri.net. That's cdri.net. Carousel Restoration, the cure for your condo. Call 561-272-3700.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new. PD Painting is committed to provide quality service and long-term customer satisfaction. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty.
warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. You can rely on PD Painting to tell you what you need in order to make your property look great again. Let PD Painting handle all the details, and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting, 888-416-3204. That's 888-416-3204. If you want to see photos of what PD Painting has done for other condos and homes, just go to pdpaintinginc.com. Again, that's pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
All right, welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. We got the phones working. The number is 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And if you sent us an email, we did get that as well. So we'll try
to
address everybody.
We certainly did. All right, how about, though, there is some people calling. How about we go to Katie in Deerfield? How are you, Katie?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Okay, how can we help you?
Okay, love your show.
Thank you so much.
I live in Century Village in Deerfield Beach, and the general consensus is that most of the buildings do not allow rentals. But somebody told me that by the village laws, every condo allows rentals, that only two different associations changed their bylaws. They have to go through a lot of different hoops to change their bylaws, and all the rest are rentable. But the associations tell you that they are not rentable.
Okay,
how do I find out what's true?
You got to take a look at your declaration of condominium in order to determine whether or not they are rentable. And let's give a really quick primer on how that works. So,
sure.
Forget about what the community says regarding whether or not. And when I say community, what the municipality says. You know, if Deerfield says you can rent them out. That does not necessarily mean that just because you're able to rent your home in the city of Deerfield, that in your particular condominium association, you're allowed to rent your unit. That may not be the case. You have to look at what your declaration of condominium says. And not only that, you also have to look at when that provision of your declaration came into place. And I'll tell you why. The Florida statute, I'm going to say this went back to maybe about the year 2000. Could be wrong, but I'll check it out. But approximately in the year 2000, there was a case decided by the Florida Supreme Court called the Woodside case. And the Woodside case, a guy was renting out his unit for like 18 years in a row, two units. And then the people in the community voted to amend their governing documents to say no more rentals. Okay, so they amended their governing documents, and the case winds up at the Florida Supreme Court. This guy sued and said, you can't take away my right to rent my unit. I've been doing it for 18 years. And the Florida Supreme Court does two things. They say, well, you know what? If you can get 75% of the people that live in a condominium to agree on anything, we're not going to get involved in that deal. We're going to say if they passed an amendment that says no renting, then there's no renting. However, it upset one of the justices of the Supreme Court. And she said that the Florida legislature needs to do something about this going forward because it's not fair to this poor guy to lose the ability to rent his unit for 18 years in a row. So in response to that Supreme Court decision, the Florida legislature passed the following law. And this is really important for condominium associations, and it doesn't apply to HOAs, just condos, but it's very important for condo associations that are even thinking about restricting rentals. And the new statute says that condominiums can, in fact, restrict the ability to rent in your community. However, the restrictions will not apply to those people who don't specifically vote in favor of that restriction. So you can have 75% of the people pass it, but as to the 25% of the people that did not vote in favor of those restrictions, they still get a right to rent out their unit until they no longer own it. Okay?
Wow.
So that's the prime.
So what if it doesn't come up at a new meeting? You have to look at the old
documents? Yeah, gotta look and see what your documents say. And even if it was amended, I have to see when that amendment took place. And
okay.
Only then, because then if the amendment came after that Florida statute that I just spoke to you about became effective, then that amendment still does not apply to anybody who didn't specifically vote in favor of that amendment. So
now,
it gets a little complicated.
What year was it?
I believe it was 2000, but if you call me in the office tomorrow, 855, the number 4 Condo Craze, again, 855-4 Condo Craze, I would be happy to work with you on it, okay?
Okay, well, I was at a condo meeting, and I said, oh, I heard we were going to bring up whether we can rent or not at this meeting. Can you bring it up in a meeting? And the president said, no, we are not discussing that. And he did not bring it up. But
well, let's do this. Just give me a call in the office tomorrow, and I'll give you the correct answer. Okay? Thanks, Katie. Appreciate the call. How about we go to Ron in Hollywood?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Glazer?
How are you, Ron?
Hello.
Hey, I got a hoarders behind me, and it's a disgusting mess. And I feel bad for the people, but it looks like a garage. So I
got you. Well, if the bottom line is if that garage or if that disgusting mess, as you so aptly put it, is creating a disturbance, if it's creating a problem for you and for other surrounding neighbors and for the common areas of the community, then your association's board of directors has an obligation to go in there and make that person clean up the mess. So
even though it's not part of our association, it's from another rental area.
You didn't say that.
No,
that's okay. So you hear this is this makes your call perhaps even more interesting. So you have somebody in yet an adjoining community or adjoining property that is creating there's certainly other various causes of action that your association may have against even a neighboring community.
Really?
Yeah, like nuisance causes of actions, things of that nature. And yes, that association would be forced to correct the violations that exist on their property so that it doesn't spill over into yours. Lots of cases where associations have sued each other in that regard.
And one other question.
Sure.
Regarding a living will, can it be a special trust needs or can it just be a will?
Don't know. I don't know much about those types of things, Ron. You got to go to a probate attorney for that. Okay?
Okay,
thanks for the call, Ron.
Show.
All right. We even got some emails. We asked our listeners to actually email us, and we got, an email from a Don in LaBelle, Florida. Where's LaBelle?
Central Florida, I think.
Central Florida. Okay, Eric, how important do the courts take MRTA? Yeah, we're not having any problems with the phones today. Okay, how important do the courts take MRTA, and are there any suits pertaining to enforcing the 30-year expiration of HOA covenants? All right, let's talk about MRTA for a minute. What is MRTA? The Marketable Record Title Act, and it only applies to homeowner associations. It does not apply to condominium associations. So what does MRTA say? Basically, that if you don't re-record your covenants within 30 years, you know what happens to them, believe it or not? They're gone.
They
expire. So you think you're living in a community, you know, 1 minute that has all these rules and regulations, the covenants and restrictions, and of course everybody's forced to pay dues each and every month, you know, in assessments, and then the board potentially screws up and forgets to re-record the governing documents within that 30-year period. And then what? You now have, believe it or not, you have a community where there are no covenants and restrictions any longer. And then it's a big, big mess getting them reinstated. But there is a procedure under Florida law where the HOA board needs to take action before the 30 years expires. I mean, really, really important stuff. And it's much easier to have the documents survive if they're re-recorded within the 30-year period, then waiting for them to expire, because then you're going to need the vote of the community. You're going to need the permission of some government office in Tallahassee to reinstate them. So I'm telling you, do not let the 30 years expire. If you have any questions at all,
is it possible that some communities have they're expired and they don't even know it?
Yes, that's a great question, Karen. A lot of times the declaration has, in fact, expired. People don't know, and oftentimes, when do you find out? When you sue that person, and the person winds up getting an attorney, and then that attorney says, "Can't
Hello.
Sue us." Yeah, those documents long ago expired. And we got one more email. Let's see. This comes from Miriam. Miriam writes in and says, "Dear Eric, our association is contemplating declaring bankruptcy. As you know, our association has, get this, 21 lawsuits, 31 city and county violations, and the threat of buildings being torn down. How does bankruptcy impact unit owners, residents, lawsuits, judgments? Okay, interesting. How would it affect it? It would depend. Certain things, certain debts of the association, yes, could absolutely be wiped out, gone. And the bankruptcy court would simply say as to certain things, you don't owe them any more, association, and you're off the hook. However, I'll give you an example. We have another situation where we represent a child, actually, a child who was injured while at an association, while playing on what we're alleging is unsafe equipment. And what happened in that case? The association files a bankruptcy, and the association names this child as one of the creditors in the bankruptcy, and the association tries to discharge the debt that may be owed to this child for his personal injuries. Well, we figured a way around that. What is the way around it? Every association has insurance on their property. So what the association attorney, what the plaintiff's attorney needs to do in a case like that is you tell the court, yes, ordinarily debts against an association are discharged. However, if as a plaintiff we're only seeking to go after the insurance proceeds from the insurance company defending the association, and we're not looking to take the actual assets of the association, then that cause of action actually survives. So in other words, so we got an order from a judge that says it's irrelevant that you went bankrupt, community association. You have insurance. So your insurance company doesn't get the benefit of you declaring bankruptcy.
Gotcha.
If this child got hurt, you still have to pay that bottom line. So, yeah, oftentimes it gets the associations out of some actions, some unsecured debt, some things that are not covered by insurance, but other things they're still on the hook for. But good question. All right, we had to work hard today, Karen.
Yeah, a little bit. It was a little confusing.
But a fun show. All right, everybody. Remember, sign up for our seminars. I promise you, seats are going fast for our May 31st board certification course and live radio show. We're going to start bright and early. Just register at condocrazeandhoas.com.
And you have prizes
and
raffles.
And we have prizes and giveaways
and
food and breakfast and lunch. And should be a lot of fun. Lots of courses, too. And that brings us to the end of yet another week. No events scheduled this week. Thank God.
Good
I have a week
you.
Off.
Get a week off.
All right, everybody.
You deserve it.
Have a great week, and thanks for tuning in to Condo Craze and HOAs.